folks, thanks for tuning in. We do this show every Wednesday at noon, and we hope you'll join us. Also, you can find previous shows at ksro.com under the Ask the Expert series. Mm-hmm. I'm 707-583-8100. Well, I've got a couple great guests on the show today, and they are both really, really excited about a new program that we call Giving to Heroes, and I had to have them come in and talk with us about it. And today I'm joined by Trish McCall and Alexandra Albanis. They're with the McCall team of Keller Williams. Hey, Trish, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Alexandra, you are working with Trish, and yes, you have a really great background that precedes your real estate career that I think lends to the interest level of our Giving to Heroes program. Tell our listeners about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I am a veteran and I do have some law enforcement experience, and I have experienced so much passion in this field, so I'm bringing it in to continue to serve to those who I feel like need it. Providing a great realtor to everyone who works in law enforcement, mm-hmm, and veterans.
Yeah. So you have this passion for both the public safety side because you worked as an MP.
Yes.
And you were in the Army, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, that must have been an experience.
It was. Yeah. It was a great experience.
Yeah, so. I bet. Because when I look at you, I don't see MP. I see this mighty woman, but MPs, you think of like these big, brawny dudes. And I bet that was quite an experience working amongst that division.
It was fun.
Yeah, I bet. And Trish, so Alexandra just started working with you, right? And
correct.
And with her comes this experience, this background. And I know that that was exciting for you to find a new platform to be able to offer your participation in Giving to Heroes. Let's talk more about that.
Well, I was really excited because Alexandra made us really aware of how many veterans there are out there and how many, well, now for your program, heroes, mm-hmm, that we're dealing with,
yeah,
that we really want to provide exceptional service to them. And so this opened a whole new window of how we could strategically try and reach those people and provide them excellent service.
Right. So, you know, folks, if you're new to this concept, the Giving to Heroes program is something that Bay Equity Home Loans offers exclusively. And it targets folks that work in public safety, veterans, active military. It also helps people in the education sector and government, and also in the medical field. So it's a really very targeted campaign to help folks that we consider heroes of the community. But what I think is important to know, and Alexandra, I'm sure you share this, is there's the stereotypical hero, right? And
yes,
in the military, of course, that's the front lines, right? That's the pilots. That's the, you know, the captains of the ship, so to, mm-hmm, speak, right? But that in reality, it takes such a bigger force for those people to be successful. So everyone is a hero.
Yes.
And so that's the same logic that we've rolled out for this program, is if you work in education, it's not just something for teachers. This is for people that work in the back office, people that work on the custodial or landscaping staff. You know, it's anybody that works in that field. You know, even folks in the medical field, it's not just about the doctors and the nurses, administrators, in-home care specialists. It's something that is expansive beyond just your typical stereotype of a hero. And, you know, tell us about what role you feel this program can play in helping a hero to buy a house.
I think that having so much passion behind it, mm-hmm, and being involved and understanding, especially where they're coming from, mm-hmm, it's important when you talk about trust, mm-hmm, and how much it takes to trust your realtor, trust people who deal with your money. And it's such a great role because it's someone who can connect with them, mm-hmm, and that trust can build, and they'll be confident in their investment and what they make in the future for them and their family.
Right. Because, Trish, let's face it, there's a lot of realtors out there.
There's a lot of realtors out there, and there's a lot of different styles. And
yeah,
that's what we're hoping to be able to reach these people.
Right.
What was really fun is when we started dreaming about helping all these heroes, we started becoming very passionate about it. And so we're excited to be able to bring this opportunity, as you said, to all the heroes, not just some.
Well, if you're just joining us, we have Trish McCall and Alexandra Albanis, both with the McCall team. Of course, that's the team that Trish leads, and one of the top 1% in all of Sonoma County, I'm sure.
That's correct.
Yeah, and you guys do a lot of great work. You came to me, actually, to talk about Alexandra on this program because of her background. But What role do you think this program plays monetarily in helping people that are considered heroes in the community?
Well, what's so exciting about it is everybody's always concerned is, do I have enough to put down? Do I have enough for my closing costs? Mm-hmm. Do I have enough to make this purchase? And right now, with rates as great as they are and with inventory down a little bit, mm-hmm. that every dollar counts in making yours the strongest offer possible.
Right.
One of the best things is that with this kind of a program, all of us are giving. The client is putting in their money, and the agents ourselves, as well as the lender, we're all going to be participating in giving back to our heroes.
Right, right. And so what we're talking about is dollar figures.
Correct.
And the contributions are tremendous. So Bay Equity will contribute 0.25% of the loan amount towards the closing costs of the borrower. But you guys are also contributing a pretty good percentage, 10%.
Correct.
Of the commission.
Correct.
And if you do the math on that, that you add it all up, it's a few grand when you add it up on a house in Sonoma County. And so that's free money.
It is.
You don't have to like subscribe. You already did. You're a member of the right industry. You're a member of the right sector of business.
It's a
government.
Way of giving back in an area that will actually help.
Right. Yeah. And so when you're out there shopping, what you're going to see about this program is that Bay Equity is offering it to you, and no other lender has this program, and very few realtors are affiliated with Bay Equity to offer it. It's a very exclusive program. We don't just offer it to everybody. And so that's why I like to refer people, to experienced realtors like Trish and Alexandra, where they can not just give you the credit back, but also give you the support that you need. Because Trish, let's face it, veteran loans, the VA loan program is really, I think, grossly misunderstood, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And what do you think some of the benefits to the program are that the listing agents, they're scared to offer it, but we all know it's 100% financing. What are some of the issues that are encountered when you make an offer with a VA loan?
Well, we first of all, before we even make an offer on a loan on a property, we look for those things that we know are going to be red flags. Mm-hmm. And so when we're ready to make an offer, we're pretty certain that we've covered all of that in advance.
Right.
So when we're making our offers, we're confident. So you have our experience to help us evaluate that up front, so they're not going to be disappointments. Mm-hmm. We already know, and we're going to address any issues right from the start.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And one of the main issues is, of course, getting pre-approved. When you're a veteran getting a VA loan, there's a lot of upfront work that needs to be done to make sure you're eligible. We order a certificate of eligibility from VA. We review the DD-214, which, as Alexandra knows, is probably one of the most important forms in her filing cabinet. That's your discharge form.
Absolutely.
I have a story about that. I once had a client come in, and I was like, hey, I'm going to need to get your DD-214 along with your tax returns and pay stubs. He opens up his wallet, and he pulls his DD-214 out, and it was the size of a business card. He had had it reduced down and laminated, so his DD-214 was the size of a business card. That's crazy.
He's proud that he has that.
He is proud that he has that, and that's pretty amazing. And I was able to actually photocopy and blow it back up, which is pretty cool.
Another shout out to you, though, George, is that when we're writing an offer and we're using you on the other end with a VA loan, I know you follow up, we follow up, and a lot less listing agents are concerned when they know they have a strong lender and they have a strong realtor.
Yeah, I appreciate that you brought that up, because the listing agent is someone that the lender needs to speak with. And it's something I often do with the permission of you as a selling agent, which is called the buyer's agent, is to talk with the listing agent to make sure they understand all the terms of the offer. Now, I want to kind of segue over, because you brought in a couple listings that I think are pretty interesting and our listeners would be interested to know about. Tell us about the one on, are we giving out addresses?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so
the
one on Hadley Hill. Tell us about that one.
So 3655 Hadley Hill Drive in Santa Rosa. This is a beautiful single level, four bedroom, four bathroom property on a level lot in Fountain Grove. It's mm-hmm. listed at $1,250,000. It's a fabulous property, and it's going to be open on Sunday.
Now, I know a few people just went, $1,250,000? I can't afford that. You'd be amazed with what you can do, because interest rates are actually still low. They went up last week, but then they went back down.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and it's amazing what you can actually qualify for. So we have programs where you can come in with just 10% down on jumbo loans. We have programs where you can combine a first and a second to get to 90% financing, so you don't have any mortgage insurance. And that includes this type of purchase price.
Wow.
And what people don't realize is the payment is very affordable. When you really think about renting a house like this, Renting a house that maybe is selling for $600,000 to $700,000, rents could be $3,500 to $4,000 a month.
Easily, that's for pretty much a three-bedroom, two-bath in a fairly decent neighborhood.
Yeah, and you're paying somebody else's mortgage.
Correct.
So you shouldn't get sticker shock in today's market because interest rates are still low. Tell us about the one over at Cross Creek.
Well, in case that $1,250,000 was a shocker for you, I've got a great bargain on this next one at 3773 Cross Creek Road. Mm-hmm. This is also in Fountain Grove.
Yeah.
And this is priced at $875,000. And listen to this one. This is three bedrooms plus a den, mm-hmm. 2.5 baths, and it's on just over an acre. And it is a beautiful wooded acre. It has views of the east, mm-hmm. so you get the sunrise. It is a gorgeous property.
And it's got this three-car garage that looks really great. This has excellent curb appeal, as they say.
Yeah, they both do.
Are you going to have open houses?
We are. We're having open houses on both of these. So Sunday, 1 to 4, come by and see us in person.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Alexandra will be there.
All right, good. And 1 to 4. So if you also want to find these listings, let's say you're driving and you don't have a pen handy and you shouldn't be texting, you can go to the Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans and look up the information we have for both Trish and Alexandra. Trish, what's the best number for people to reach you at?
707-636-4215.
Again, 707-636-4215. And you also have a great website.
I do. It's themccallteam.com.
Pretty easy. Themccallteam.com. I want to thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And, thank you, George.
And really participating in Giving to Heroes. That's such a cool program. And if any of our listeners want to benefit from the great services of an excellent real estate team and also this program, again, give Trish McCall a call at 707-636-4215. All right, ladies, thanks so much. And let's have you back soon.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, folks, we're going to commercial break. We'll be back talking a little bit more about the Giving to Heroes program. And stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. We do this show every Wednesday at noon, and we hope you'll join us. Also, you can find previous shows at KSRO.com under the Ask the Expert series. Mm-hmm. I'm considered a self-proclaimed expert.
Yes.
Just ask me. I'll say yes.
I am an expert.
I am an expert. You know, folks, if you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing, give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. You can reach us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. We'll sit down with you. We'll do a free loan consultation, and we'll help you analyze your options to see what the best route is. We look at your equity position if you want to refinance, and we look at your overall credit profile too. Maybe you have so much consumer debt that if we pay it off with a new home loan, you will save a lot on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. You know, Michelle, we've talked about this before, where if you take $10,000 worth of consumer debt, you're probably paying, I don't know, somewhere around $300 a month in minimum payments.
Minimum if it's just payments, credit cards. Though, right.
Yeah, and what happens with a minimum payment is it takes 25, 30 years to pay it off.
Yeah,
right. You know, your interest rate could be anywhere from 15 to 30%. Mm-hmm. And if you have one of those personal line of credits that you see these come in the mail quite a bit lately, they all seem to go up to $35,000. I haven't looked at the regulations on that to figure out why it's always $35,000. Mm-hmm. But
magic number.
Yeah, you get these things in the mail. Well, the reality is they're high interest loans, mm-hmm. and they can take a while to pay back. If you take that same $10,000 that you're paying on a credit card, you put it into a mortgage, it's going to be way less. Everyone's going to have their own unique interest rate, and we're going to qualify them based on that. But you could see it be anywhere from $45 to $50 a month, mm-hmm. for that same $10,000.
Right.
You know, and you have a restructured plan where you're going to pay it back. And, you know, it depends on what the going interest rate is. But if you put it into a fixed rate, you don't have to worry about what happens when the Fed raises rates. Mm-hmm. Credit card loans are always tied to adjustable rate indexes. So when that index goes up, your credit card interest rate goes up. So does your minimum payment. Mm-hmm. But you put it into a mortgage, and we can tell you how to do that through a cash out refinance. You're going to be able to save a lot of money compared to a credit card. Of course, you have to have a house. Oh, yeah, I need that thing.
Right.
So maybe we should start the conversation about how you buy a house, right?
Cart before the horse.
Cart before the horse. Well, there's really great programs right now to qualify to have, buy a house. A lot of people don't realize it. We have a program, for example, that you can just put down 3% of the purchase price. And maybe your real estate agent can negotiate a seller credit to help cover the closing costs. As long as it appraises and the deal's structured right, you can get into a house with 3%.
Wow, that's great.
Well, look at what's happening in rentals, right? They're just, there's always talk about, you know, rent control, whether it works or whether it doesn't. And people are getting forced out of their house if their landlord's going to sell. Then they have to move. They could have a great relationship with the landlord. They're paying on time. They're not doing anything wrong. The landlord's like, hey, I've been sitting on this property with negative equity. It finally came back. I'm selling.
Right. You
know? So when you're a renter, you don't have control over that. So give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loan, 707-583-8100, 583-8100, and we will help you determine how you can get into that path, onto that right path to home ownership. I have to talk about Giving to Heroes. Love this program. Giving to Heroes is exciting because it's geared towards the heroes in our community. It's a credit-backed program, real simple. People that work in education, in public safety, the medical field, if you work for the government, and I think above all, if you're a veteran or active military, you're eligible automatically for Giving to Heroes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And folks, they love it because it's a credit-backed program that Bay Equity exclusively offers. This is our program, and it doesn't cost them anything. It just costs them their, and, you know, their time and their commitment to the community, which they've already done. So we will give back 0.25% of the loan amount towards their closing costs. So if you borrowed $500,000, we're going to give you back $1,250. Pretty straightforward. Here's an even cooler feature of Giving to Heroes, and this part is really great. If you work with an affiliated realtor of our Giving to Heroes program, and we only have the best realtors. We don't just offer this to anybody. We offer it to the best. So if you work with an affiliated realtor, they're going to give you 10% of their sales commission.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Realtors do well these days.
Yeah.
With rising home prices.
Sure.
Right? You've got commissions that are $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 because they work hard for it. Some work harder than others. But that 10% of their commission gets paid back as a credit to our Giving to Heroes recipient at closing. So I don't know. How's that math work? If you buy a house for $500,000. Let's see how good my mental math is.
Okay, let's do this.
So you buy a house for $500,000, and if your real estate agent is participating in the Giving to Heroes program, and they make 2.5% of that commission, you carry the four, $12,500 is their commission. They're going to give you 10% of that. That's another $1,250.
Nice.
And then we're going to give you $1,250 if the loan amount was $500,000. Like, little differences there between the price and the loan amount, but just for round numbers, that's $2,500 for Giving to Heroes.
Just because you work in one of those fields or used retired. To work in
exactly.
One of those fields.
Right. We want to give it to everybody that qualifies.
That's awesome.
So if you're interested in our Giving to Heroes program, call us at Bay Equity Home Loans. It's 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. If you want to learn more about Giving to Heroes, you can go to givingtoheroes.net. And we have different branches throughout Bay Equity that participate. So look for the one here in Sonoma County. And we'll tell you more about it.
That is so great. I have to tell you personally, I think that is so fantastic. Yeah. My family is like educators, all of them.
Right. Yes.
So that's very cool.
Educators. I think it's also important to realize that if you're, let's say you work in the administrative offices, let's say you work on the custodial staff, you know, I mean, there's all these different professions within education as well.
Sure.
They're eligible.
Bus drivers for school
totally.
Buses?
Totally. Absolutely. Nice. Absolutely. Did I say loosely?
Loosely.
Wow, I made up a word. Absolutely. Well, maybe it's a Freudian slip because we are pretty loose on the definition.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Like that?
That's good.
That's a good recovery,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Absolutely. We'll cover it. The benefit is to extend this out to people that support community heroes. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you're on the front lines in a patrol car or you're 911 dispatch, or again, you work inside the administrative offices, we want to give to you. We consider you part of the Giving to Heroes program.
And what's the website again?
Go to givingtoheroes.net. Givingtoheroes.net. And you can see if you're the number, we have a calculator on there, so you can see what your credit back could be. It's a no pressure. We're not going to hassle you, bombard you with calls. That's not our style. What we want to do is sit down with people that are interested in qualifying for a home loan, whether it's to buy or to sell. Giving to Heroes is a program that you can qualify for and get quite a bit of money back. Like I said in that example, buy a house for about $500,000. You're going to get, I don't know, $2,000, $2,500. It depends on what the realtor's contributing, and it depends on what your loan amount is. But it's a nice credit back, and it's unique. Only Bay Equity offers this.
This is wonderful. I love it.
So we talked earlier about the benefits of a cash-out refinance. Mm-hmm. Some people want to look at the costs of a refinance and say, oh, gosh, I don't know. So here's the concept about when you consider a refinance and you're looking at the cost. Look at the break-even point. So what I'm doing here is I'm looking at the amount of the loan payment for their current mortgage and the loan payment for the future mortgage. Simple arithmetic, find out the difference. If you're saving $100 a month, you're kind of on the line about whether or not it makes sense to refinance. But what if we do a cash-out refinance? And we pay off $10,000 or $15,000 worth of consumer debt. Maybe you're not saving as much on the mortgage, but you are saving a lot when you look at the overall expenses you...
Right, if you look at your balance sheet
over and over every month, how much are you putting out to pay off your credit cards and to pay them down? And it's a vicious, nasty cycle. It's tough. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are in it. And they've been waiting for this opportunity to have equity. So we look at the break-even analysis. So look at the overall savings of paying off the debt to qualify. And if you're fortunate enough to save money on your mortgage, because look, the new mortgage is probably based off of a lower amount than the original mortgage. So over time, as you paid that mortgage down, we start off at a different point. So, you know, it all depends on your unique situation, but we present this to you as part of the analysis, your break-even point. And then you look at the costs. That's how you get to the break-even analysis. So you look at your monthly savings, and you look at the cost of the refinance. You look at the cost of the title and the escrow fees. You look at the cost of the lender fees. Those are the costs. And then the appraisal. It should only be about $3,000 to $3,500. If you added it all up, you can also take a little bit of a higher interest rate. And depending on the loan program, use that interest rate to get more yield, more credit from us, the lender. So that's where you get into those no-cost loans. You see them on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. No cost. Right. Well, no, there's always a cost.
Right.
Just who's paying for it, right? So the lender will pay your costs by charging you a higher interest rate, right? So anyways, you look at the costs, and you look at the monthly savings, and you see how many months it takes. So let's say it's going to take 20 months to break even. Well, it's a 30-year loan. You got another 340 months of savings.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're talking about comparing it to paying off a credit card. Credit cards take forever to pay off, basically.
Right.
So if you move it into a mortgage, you get into a structured repayment plan. The interest is still tax deductible, you know, for as long as we have that. And then you look and see, hey, how long does it take to break even on the cost of the mortgage? And we always, almost always, I'd say 99% of the time, don't hold me to that stat. I haven't really checked. But I can't tell you the last time we didn't do this. There's usually enough equity in the property to cover whatever those costs are. The other cool thing about refinancing is usually you can roll in interest on the future loan.
Hmm.
And sometimes we can roll in interest on the payoff loan. So you can skip 1 to 2 months of payments by rolling it into the loan. It's still being paid, but you're not paying it out of your checking account. You're paying it out of the equity in your home. Hey, you know, that you've been waiting patiently. You've had this house. And you've waited and waited for the market to recover, and now it's recovered.
Right.
Use it. Use it to use the cash to fix it up. Use the cash to pay off the credit cards. So this is part of the analysis we do in our loan consultation. And to go back to the Giving to Heroes program, if you have a high enough loan amount, you can get pretty close to covering a lot of those closing costs that you would incur.
Hmm.
So we're not going to roll it into the loan. We're just going to cover it because you're eligible for Giving to Heroes. Folks, you can always find out more information by going to www.givingtoheroes.net. You can call us at 707-583-8100 or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. All right, folks, that's it. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon. See ya.